in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Akev, the Torah, as it's recounting what exactly happened with Chayta Egel, where Moshe Rabbeinu had to destroy the first set of Luchos, and then after procuring Mechila on behalf of Am Yisrael, was able to write a second set of Luchos, that these Luchos were eventually placed in some type of Aron, as we all know. And the Torah says, Va'as Aron atzishitim, ve'efsol shnei Luchos abanim karishonim, va'al ha'hara u'shnei Luchos biyadi. That Moshe Rabbeinu created a Aron Atzei Shittim, and the Mefarshim are very bothered, troubled by this implication from the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who created an Aron Atzei Shittim. We know from Sefer Shemos and the Parshas of Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakal Pekudei that Bezalel was the one who created the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and specifically the Aron that was housed in the Kodesh Kedashim, the Aron that was created made of gold. What exactly is the Torah referring to when it comes to the Aron Atzei Shittim? Different Mefarshim explain different things. The Malbim suggests that we know that the Aron that eventually was laid to rest in the Kodesh Kodashim had both a wood and golden component. Perhaps the wooden component was created by Moshe Rabbeinu, as indicated in these Pesukim, and the gold was added by Bezalel. The Ramban suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu initially created this Aron Atzei Shittim, which housed the Luchos, until Bezalel was able to create the permanent Aron in which both the first and second set of Luchos were housed in the Kodesh Kodashim forever, permanently. However, Rashi, on this Pasuk, explains to me something, Yerushalmi, something quite interesting. Rashi explains that there are really two Arons that Am Yisrael utilized. One Aron we know was in the Kodesh Kedashim, and that contained the second set of Luchos. And that was to be housed either in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash permanently. However, there was another type of Aron, the Aron Bris Hashem, which was the wooden Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu created in this week's Parsha, that housed the first set of Luchos that were eventually broken, and this was the Aron in which Am Yisrael took out to war when they went to confront their enemies. Why did Am Yisrael specifically use this Aron, which contained the Luchos Rishonos, the first set of Luchos that Am Yisrael received when they went to confront their enemies? And why was the second set of Luchos that we received after the Mechila housed in the Kodesh Kodashim not to be removed? In order to understand this, I think we have to understand what is the difference between the first set of Luchos and the second set of Luchos. The first set of Luchos, as explained by the Midrashim and really elaborated on by the Beis Halevi, the first set of Luchos were miraculous in nature. Midrashim indicate that when one looked at the Luchos, they were able to instantly understand Kol HaTorah Kula. It was mamish the handwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was something quite miraculous when it came to that first set of Luchos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very much involved in a person's life. The ability, at least according to the Medrash, to be able to comprehend Kol HaTorah Kula was clearly a matana and gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without necessarily the effort and toil of a man exerting himself. The second set of Luchos, the Beis Halevi once again elaborates on, is what was representing the amelus batorah, the toil which one needs to engage in order to properly engage with Torah, and therefore they were not as miraculous in nature, and it required the exertion of human beings in order to properly and fully understand the Torah. And therefore the difference between the first set of Luchos and the second set of Luchos is man's exertion, is man's hishtadlus, is man's ability to engage in order to accomplish that which they want to. And I think with this background, we can understand why Am Yisrael specifically took out the Aron that had the first Luchos when engaging in war and left the second Luchos in the Makom HaMikdash. Because when a person is engaged in war, there's a tendency to rely solely on one's hishtadlus, to rely solely on one's military might, and not recognize that ultimately a person's success, even when it comes to war, is not determined based on the strategy of the generals or the pure might and technology that one might possess, but is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because that God is with them, and therefore if they're going to be successful, it is solely based on the Ashkacha Pratis in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infusing within Am Yisrael in order to be successful in that battle. However, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when a person's in a place of Kedusha, oftentimes there's a tendency to rely on the place in order to infuse oneself with holiness. And therefore, one neglects to put in their proper ashtadlus and exert themselves in order to achieve that level of Kedusha because of the surrounding environment. And therefore, what was in the Beis HaMikdash was the second luchos, which represented man's exertion, man's ashtadlus. Don't rely on the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, don't rely on the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina there in order to better your lives, but you need to exert yourself in order to access that Kedusha, in order to connect with that Kedusha, even if it may be there. And therefore, I think the two different places represent two tendencies in where man sometimes falls short in one's level of ishtablis versus their level of bitachon. When a person is going out to war, he needs to understand as much as planning as one does, and as great of a general one may be, that ultimately their success is completely dependent upon hashkacha pratis, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help in that war. And when a person is engaged in Avodas Hashem, it's not good enough just to show up to shul, it's not good enough just to perform mitzvos, but one needs to exert themselves when it comes to that Avodas Hashem. One needs to exert themselves in their Limud HaTorah, in their Shmiras HaMitzvos, in their Tefillah, and by that exertion, then they'll be able to properly access the Kedusha, the same way that those who came to the Beis HaMikdash exerted themselves, like the Luchos Shnios, in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.